And there's another very engrossing recent book in connection with this that I would recommend as well. It's a book that came out in 2008. It's by Kate Summerscale, and it's called The Suspicions of Mr. Witcher. The Suspicions of Mr. Witcher. And what it does is to describe the investigations conducted by a real-life policeman, Inspector Witcher, into a horrible crime that very much seized the attention of the public imagination in 1860. It's a crime that's often referred to as the Constance Kent murder case. Basically, it was a crime in which the body of a child was discovered horribly killed in a very wealthy establishment, a rather isolated house. It was a real-life incident, and it, as I say, created a huge amount of interest amongst the public at the time. It's a real-life incident that is like an anticipation of all the kind of country house mysteries and isolated house murder cases that we've since become used to. So the emergence of the policeman was important as a first step towards crime fiction. And in fact, the first policeman, first important policeman, really, to play a detective-like role in any significant way in Victorian fiction is Inspector Bucket in Charles Dickens' novel Bleak House, which was 1852 to 1853. He was based on a real-life policeman, not Inspector Witcher, a man called Inspector Field, who Dickens knew and admired. And in Bleak House, Inspector Bucket solves a murder mystery. He discovers who killed the respectable lawyer, Mr. Tulkinghorn, and he tracks down the killer. And not for the last time in British crime fiction, the killer turns out to be an overexcitable foreigner, a passionately deranged French maid.